What is the ideal amount of ad creatives that you should be testing per month? Well, today I'll be breaking that down for you guys in detail, so be sure to stay tuned. So recently I found that many companies we talk to test less than 8 creatives every single month. Many of them test around the range of 4 to 5 creatives. And what we found is that the more creatives you try, the more likely it is you'll become successful. Because at the end of the day, ads are just a creative game. The better the creatives are, the more hooking they become, the more likely somebody is to click on them, and the more likely they are to go through your funnel and actually check out or purchase on the back end. So if you want to increase conversion and get a much better customer acquisition cost, then you need to focus on providing much better creatives. So what we found across the board is that the more creatives we made for companies, the more likely it is they started seeing success. So what is the exact amount of creatives that you should be testing per month? Well, I can't give you an exact answer because it does vary. However, I can tell you this. When we've tested 10 videos per month versus 20 videos per month, we saw a significant jump in results for a client because we had many more creatives with many more variations within them. Some companies like to test more videos, but the videos have very little variation. And at that point, it's a little bit harder to see success because you're not varying your videos enough to actually test different creative formats. So it's not necessarily all about the amount of videos. It's also about the variations within each video. So as a sweet spot, what we found worked really well for many clients is that we tested around 15 to 20 videos per month for these creatives. And then what we did was we tested each one of them separately. So the learnings that we got from some of these creatives, we used to make the next ones better. And if they didn't perform, we completely switched around the variations and made the creatives totally different. So we were creating 10 to 15 diverse pieces of content for clients, and then from there we would ramp up if we needed to. So that's where I would start as a company. Try testing around 15 videos per month if you can, and see if you can vary those videos, at least initially until you start seeing some success within those videos. The moment you start seeing one video do really well, then you can lean in and start creating different variations of that video that are very similar. For example, if the hook is a certain way, maybe you can play around and keep the hook very similar and change up a few words. Or you can keep the hook the same and change up the body and the call to action a little bit. Or you can substitute the creator in the video and try another creator with the exact same script. So these are ways in which you can change the variations, and the closer you are to success, the less variable you want to make the videos. The further you are away from your customer acquisition costs or any success you're going for, the more you want to vary those videos so you can really test across the board. So to keep this short, I would focus on creating around 15 videos per month and vary them initially until you find some success. And once you do, double down on it and then go a lot harder. You may listen to other podcasts such as The Game by Alex Hormozi, where he talks about how they tested over 40 videos per week. Now, you don't have to go this hard, especially if you don't have the capability to make that many videos. But for Alex, because he was creating a lot of his own content, he was able to pump out that many videos every single week. And also another big tip from him was that he only varied the hooks. The bodies and call to actions would stay relatively the same, and he spent 80 to 90% of his effort on the hooks that were being made. So in the same sense, when you're creating ads, initially try to vary them, but once you start seeing success, just double down on those hooks, and you really don't need to make too many videos. So that's all I got for you guys in this episode.